Hello, and welcome to The Delicious Recipe with your host here, The Dell. And tonight I have my significant other, Laura from The Angel Rock, joining me here. Say hello, Laura.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, and if you're checking us out here live, we're on here on UPRN. We are also on YouTube, which is UFO Gods and Extraterrestrials. And I'll just turn this around so you can see what it looks like there.
We're also on UFO Paranormal Radio Channel. We're back on that again, too,
though. Oh, are we on that one there? Okay, I was just looking at through the other one there. So that one there, and then if you're listening also or watching, I think there's Facebook and that. What are the other ones there? Laura, you tell the rest of the people where
we are on United Public Radio Network's Facebook page. If you look up UPRN or you can look up UFO Paranormal, I think it's Radio Network. You can look that up. It's on Facebook. We are on News on the Flip Side. There's one under Joe's name, Joe Montaldo. You can just look that up. It'll come up as a page. We are also on Twitch. There's a few other on Facebook as well. Or like Del said, and the reason why we mention, we keep an eye on the YouTube chat. We can see all the chat on StreamYard here, but we can't respond. Then people join us in the chat room on, like I said, come on over. That's the easiest one to find is UFO Paranormal Radio. And yeah, we'll try and involve you in part of the show. We try and do that with people, right?
Down. Yep, we try to as the best we can. I know I'm not as great as this. I'm using very old technology. I'm using my old little iPhone to follow the chat, so it's small if I don't notice it or whatever. I got the TV going here. So if you always see me there looking down to look at this little device here, that's what I'm trying to follow on. But I try to keep on glancing over to it many times. I titled this one there, Backyard Barbecue. And we're actually in a sort of a walk around here a little bit. We're sort of in a really hazy day there. There's the barbecue right there. It's all covered up because we're expecting a little bit of rain, I think, or it's really, really humid here in Thunder Bay there this week. And other than that, it's been sort of a hot. We almost came into like a second type of summer here. But one thing I wanted to start off here, and if anybody there is watching around there and listening about stuff, I planted out in the front garden here. I'm going to the front stuff. And Laura made this nice little, I guess, I'm not even sure if you can say it.
Topiary, it's a fairy garden. It's fairy garden.
A little fairy garden of little animals. I'll show you all that very quickly. But what I did was I planted in one corner, I planted beans, cucumbers, a couple of watermelon seeds. I think there's about 20 different seeds, or not 20 different, but four sets of five seeds. And the only thing that took in that whole one little corner was two watermelon plants. And they're like going off like gangbusters. I'll show you like that. Then at the other side here, you're going to see a bunch of yellow flowers. And I planted blues, yellows, oranges and that, and the only ones that came up were these sort of orangey yellow flowers, and there was only two plants, and that was out of 32 seeds that took in the front. So either I figure, like, my name's Dell, farmer in the Dell, hey, this should be really easy there. I put a whole bunch of good soil in there and fertilizer and that, and I think the problem was is that one of the neighbors lets their cat go wild, and every day I come out there, I'd find it dug up and stuff like that. So I think there was probably two seeds that the cat didn't dig up or pee on and stuff like that. But here comes the question. I'm going to show you there very, very quickly. This is how big this watermelon patch of stuff is taken over. It's actually pretty interesting. Like, you can see how big this is. And there you can see all our little stuff to do this. And there's the yellow wildflowers that I planted and that. But look at this. I got a whole bunch of flowers down here. And these watermelon stuff is going out big, but no fruit going here. And I'm wondering if it's a part about pollination or stuff like that, or, you know, see them all like this. This thing is going out big. Like, I mean, looking at it from way back out here, there are people like that. Is actually, if you really want really good ground cover there, watermelon seems to be a really big leaf, and it's really clingy, and it's attacking everything. It's even attacking the little rabbits. They're all sort of being strangleholded here by the oh, the little frogs there being taken over by this plant, which is really sort of interesting. But no fruit. So if anybody has a comment there on this, is like, how do you make a watermelon plant go to fruit or give fruit?
Had to prune back a lot of stuff so that all the energy goes to the flowers, like one of the best looking one or two flowers there.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, I can try, but I guess, do I prune back at all? Like, how much do I prune? Leave one flower? Like, I don't know.
What's I think you got to go to YouTube, like we go to YouTube for everything else, to figure out how to do it and see what people's experiences are.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there, because otherwise, I don't know, we haven't had a lot of luck with growing stuff. We've been trying for how many years? Out at the cottage is a different thing. But here in town, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an interesting there thing there too, is that my friend Brent, well, it's actually my brother's friend, and well, we both know him there. He just purchased an alpaca farm on the way out to camp, and he was doing research there, is that alpaca poop is one of the best fertilizers there is for growing plants. So he gave me a bag of that when the last time when we were heading out and stopped there. So I have to go and see. I didn't do what he said there yet. I have it there sort of sitting there waiting when I to go out there to fertilize all the stuff, because I planted out at camp. I planted green peppers, green beans, yellow beans. What else did I plant? I didn't plant watermelon out there. I planted a whole bunch of wildflowers and stuff like that all over the place there on that hill that goes up my stairs, because my camp sort of goes up on a hill. And I'm just wondering if maybe the rabbits and the groundhogs and stuff like that have eaten my stuff out there, because I saw that there was some stuff growing the last time I was out there. But
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, that's true. So the only thing that, like, since I've been working nights, I haven't really been following a lot of news around. I've been watching it from time to time. I just figured out here on the Fire Stick TV that we've been using there, how to get live channeling going on there. And now I was watching, because I had one of the nights off there, I found a Magnum PI marathon. So I was watching that because my dad loved Magnum PI and I used to love watching that show. So I was watching that and then watching some Star Trek Next Generation stuff. But in the news, what I've been seeing there is you got this January 6th commission that's going on there. And I guess there's a lot of debate that's going on with that. The people are trying to figure out and try and, I guess, cause blame, all because of the last president that was there. And I guess U.S. politics is getting so boring to listen to. It's like a broken record of people bang, 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 and blaming and blaming and blaming. And all this stuff, the cancel culture, the SJWs, the alphabets of every type of gender going on there. And just, I don't know. I don't think anything is going to get fixed. Other parts of news there, I'm seeing that they're trying to, I guess the whole thing is that since this pandemic happened, there's been so much flip-floppery going on there on about what should be done. Now they're looking at forced vaccinations. They're looking at forced masks in the States there for kids going to school, which is, I guess, I don't know. It's, we'll see. It keeps on changing from time to time. I know when I have to wear a mask for the last hour of my shift there, that's the worst hour of my life. You're working so hard and you're breathing into this mask and you're just sweating. It's not a very comfortable thing. That's just for an hour. I couldn't imagine doing that for 8 hours. That would just drive me probably bonkers.
I have.
Yeah. But other than that,
I have some news to share.
Okay. Yep. That's why I was just going to lead into that there. Laura says, so since I haven't been really following too much news, just the stuff I've sort of been picking up on, I got a lot of opinions on stuff. And on here, just remember that opinion is my own opinion. It's not the opinion of UPRN, and everybody has their right to their own opinion. And if you have an opinion too, put it in the chat room. We'll look at it and we'll see there. Because you know what? Questions, opinions, stuff like that, that's all part of free speech. And that should be a thing that we should be very careful not to get rid of.
So do you want, okay. So first of all, I was going to say, yes, I have worn a mask for 12 hours being a nurse, especially when you're in isolation and you got to wear a gown, you got to be capped, gowned, gloved, and masked. It is not fun at all. So now again, Del's right. You can, this is my opinion. This is what people are sharing with me from around the world, but it sounds like things are moving very quickly with a lot of those, the topics that you've shared. For example, I have a very good friend in Mazatlan that is Canadian, that in Mexico, that they purposely stayed in Mexico. Normally they leave in end of September, beginning of October. They usually come back to Canada end of March, beginning of April. They have applied for extended stay there because of what's been going on. And all of a sudden, and I've seen the notice, they've sent it to me, and it seems the only place this is happening right now is in Mazatlan, that they got a notice from the government that starting, I believe it's tomorrow, they're 2 hours behind us, unless you have the jab, you will not be allowed anywhere. You will not be allowed in stores. You will not be allowed to, like, pharmacies, the market, anything like that. And I would never reveal who said this to me. I mean, I can tell you off air, but they were so astounded that this came so quickly and without much warning, because they purposely had stayed there thinking they were safe. I also know, speaking specifically with people in Australia, and it seems even people in Australia aren't aware of this unless you are geographically in Sydney. Apparently there's a large portion of apartment buildings there, and people, I know one apartment building that I have the news article, plus the person lives in the city, that there's three families on three different floors in this apartment. It's not a high rise, but it's got about, looks like probably about 6 or 7 floors. Mm-hmm. It has police tape around it, and nobody is allowed to leave the building because of these three separate families that apparently have come out with, we'll call it CV-19. So that's something new. Things seem to be moving very quickly, like you said. Things are flip-flopping. I know here in Canada, I was sent a picture from Vancouver, BC, of signs up in Chinese, English, and French that said jabbed here, non-jabbed here. Just before we went live, apparently it was also in Toronto. Can't verify it, didn't see a picture. But apparently they've been, just as quickly as these signs went up, they've been taken down. So, and again, this isn't rumor. This is from people that have witnessed this themselves. Mm-hmm. So things seem to be moving so quickly, really, really quickly. Yet there's other parts, like I have friends in the southern U.S. where it's life as usual, regular business, and pretty well has been most of the time. So go figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sort of an interesting thing, because we're coming up close to this September time when kids are going to school. And I think a lot of and plus we have elections coming up. And I think there's a whole part of this fear propaganda, and that's being forced out here by these political people that are in political power, that people should be actually looking at. I was thinking about this earlier today there. And I remember I was watching this interview with Jesse Ventura, used to be the governor of Minnesota, I believe he was. And he's been sort of leveled off as being a conspiracy theorist, a crackpot, a crazy person now. but if you want to check out, just put his name in there and check out to some of his parts that are back when he was talking in these discussions back, I think it was about 2010, 2011.
And I have something to share with that when you're finished.
Okay. But it was sort of, he made a really, a lot of good points. And this is from about 11, 12 years ago. And he's saying that the best thing you can do is, if you're voting for a party system, you're always going to lose. If you're voting for an individual, you have to also look at what the party's doing. And so the best way you can influence how government is going to be run and stuff like that is to actually don't vote for the people that are actually causing all the things that you're getting here. If you look at, I guess you'd say, with Nancy Pelosi and the way that the Democrats have sort of, their people that voted Democrat, you guys put these people into power, and now you're getting the effects of it. And it's the same thing here in Canada. People voted for Justin Trudeau and they voted for the party line. And you look at what's been happening here in Canada. It's just been sort of like almost like a total dictatorship, where government has sort of imposed its part about being a parent and basically taking over your taking away your medical advice away in a way, because it always says, and I, just before I go on to this, I'll let you say there, it says, if you ever watch late night TV or any time of TV during the daytime and early evening time, when they have all these commercials for drug companies and stuff like that, Zoloft, whatever it is, could be for anything, that whatever it is, there's commercials that they're constantly over there. Big Pharma just floods the thing with commercials. And the one thing that always says at the end, please consult your physician before taking this medicine. Well, this hasn't been the case there when it's come to this vaccine or this medical instrument. This has been, you know, no one's been able to consult their physician. It's been government demanding that you get this jab. And the other part is that they're going to be forcing something into there where they're going to end up having some sort of identification, whether you've been jabbed or not. Okay.
Back Well, backing up, and then I'm going to add something that was actually in our news from the CBC Canadian Broadcasting Company regarding what you just said. For Jesse Ventura, I had somebody on my show 2 weeks in a row, Dr. Rima Labo, and she is a board registered physician, but she has had a 50-year practice of, I think she's written one prescription in all those years. It's a she treats only with natural medicines. She's done a lot of research. But the reason why I bring her up, Jesse Ventura had a conspiracy theory show, which you were referencing, I think, Del. And he had her on in 2009 when Alex Jones really wasn't known. I'm not a huge fan of Alex Jones. There's things that he brings to the table, but I think we need to use a judicious eye regardless of who we're following and what. We need to question everything. I know you've said it many times on this show. But the reason why I mention this, and we actually addressed it in the first time she was on, the first week, is they have a clip from Jesse Ventura's show going on right now with Alex Jones interviewing Dr. Rima Labo. She flew into the country, into the U.S. at that time, because her and her husband actually had to leave the country. But she was talking about what is happening right now. She didn't get everything right. She had thought it may be something called squalene. It's not squalene. We know what it is now. But she has known since 2004. Her husband, who has since passed away, was very high up in the military. He was Major General Stubblebine with the Navy. Now, how did they know all this? And what the whole point I'm bringing up with this is that show was only apparently shown once. The Fed showed up to that show and they were threatened with many things. And when you watch the interview, you can find it. It's very easy to find YouTube, wherever. From what it was reported, and I haven't verified this yet, but that there was all kinds of threats made against the show, that if you don't change your agenda, you don't change what you're talking about, you will be shut down in my words. So that's why he went for the next 2 years, the usual UFO, Bigfoot, what have you. But my whole point is that I'm finding, and I've heard other people say this, it's just my opinion, but if somebody is being silenced that you follow that seem to be fairly reputable, independent news source, whether it may be somebody you've just followed, YouTube channel, or say Jesse Ventura, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, people that are speaking and making a lot of sense, they're being silenced. So my theory is, if it's being removed, if it's they're being silenced or they're being villainized or made a mockery of, especially when it's a physician, it bears taking a second look. I'm not saying they're right, but there's a reason why they're being silenced. I really, really believe that. Even with what you said about the, you know, we hear this all the time with medications. First of all, most of those medications are talking about you can't get unless you go see your physician. Second of all, that there was an article in the CBC, okay, discussing all what's going on with this jab, the decision, the whole medical stuff involved. You know what it was labeled under? Politics. How is this name labeled, this article, under politics with the CBC? This is should be under health and welfare or health and medicine. But why is politics labeled in with a medical decision, right?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, is that what this pandemic has shown is that this is a political, a war on the populace. This is you have people. There's a lot of people that are making decisions that were never ever voted in. They were elected by the people that were voted in and given positions. And you have that here in Canada with this Dr. Chan, right? Or Tam. I think it's Tam.
Tam. Yeah.
And she's also, I guess, on the part of the WHO, or the WHO, the World Health Organization. I think she's one of the nine members that sits on that chair as well. And this is just somebody that was brought in and elected by, or not elected by the people, but brought in. And this is a person that's making decisions. Now, I want to make this clear on this one part here, is that you have that there are experts out there, you have doctors and stuff like that, but that are given positions and stuff like that, they get in, put into positions, and I'm totally well fine and stuff like that. But there's the part that is not being discussed. And this is the part why it's very important to question everything and question, and people make mistakes and people get things wrong. Some people are beholden to money and they are willing to do whatever they can to ensure they're the betterment of themselves and toe the line or whatever. And this is the part of the, I guess, the big conspiracy about who is running things. The problem is, and you mentioned this here as well, is that when somebody is asking questions as to what, and then they're being silenced or being shut down or being taken off the air because nobody wants to go and ask those questions, or doesn't want to answers to those questions, or those questions coming up that more and more people start asking
in the first place. Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem. And I think that's the thing that I hope that people get to this thing, is that I say on here all the time, question everything. Mm-hmm. And do research and look at things, because some of the stuff that people are telling you, they always tell you, even with the having a doctor, it says you go in there and they say, oh, you got cancer. Well, get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. Find out, verify it for yourself. And that's the thing. But with this pandemic and this jab, it's been no verification or anything. It's a medical instrument. It hasn't even been approved yet. And that's what sort of just blows me away. And I listen to some of the younger people that, well, I don't want to say they're really young, but younger than me, and that I work with. And I listen to the stuff that comes out of their mouth, what they think about how the world is sort of running. And I just shake my head. I'm going, oh, my God. It says that they just, it's almost like they're just regurgitating talking points of propaganda, and it's just, I can't believe it. their understanding of the world and how government and international stuff is, I'm like, oh, I don't even want to get into it.
I almost think, though, Del, people are under a spell, like programming. It's called television programming for a reason, because to me, it does not make sense if you just stand back from the whole thing and take a big look at the picture. First of all, where in the history of mankind have we been bribed with million-dollar lotteries, free scholarships, what have you? What a lot of people don't realize, and I think this is a very important point you brought up, I have to see a physician once a month. We don't have a family doctor. I know people think socialized medicine is incredible and it's free. It's not free. And believe me, it has many, many, many issues compared to, say, when it's run as a business. But I talked to him, and I knew within 20 seconds he had no clue what he was talking about when it came to the jab. And it's not that I know better. It's that I've done my research, and he's regurgitating what the narrative is out there. You can tell he hasn't looked any further, and he admitted it. All he did was read the study from the jab maker. Didn't look at any other opinions, any other information out there. There are thousands of physicians and healthcare workers speaking out, being silenced. You can find it. But my whole point is you are seeing so many people, exactly what you said, just regurgitating the narrative. Now they're turning on each other, the jab versus the unjabbed. And then I don't know how people can't see this, though, with my whole point, how I started this. When you step back, there are medications too that will cure this. No problem. Those are being forbidden for physicians to prescribe, by the way, in many countries. Never mind vitamin D. We can all access vitamin D. All you have to do is step outside in the sunshine and you can get vitamin D, first of all. Second of all,
just stop there. I said, for people listening, I'm not saying this cures it or heals it. It's just something that helps your body health, period. Correct?
Yes, it's a huge, important part of your immune system.
Right.
And some of the studies I've been reading very quickly, and then I'll let you finish, is that they've been finding a lot of people that got sick originally with this were very low in vitamin D. For example, I know myself that I have a condition where I am low in vitamin D. My eldest kid has it. Anyways, go ahead, Dahl. What were you going
to
say?
No. I just wanted to just make it clear. We're not saying that these are stuff that prevent it or whatever, stuff like that. But a big thing is that if you look in North America, a lot of people in North America live unhealthy lives and are unhealthy and probably are low in certain things that make them healthy. And vitamin D was one of the biggest things that people were actually low in. And mm-hmm. we figured that we have such a sunny climate that's around here in North America. Mm-hmm. And it was just amazing. And that's just saying that's just one factor of things there, but just in personal health, there's things that you can do to make yourself healthy and to improve your immune system to make you fight off things. And I was just watching the news just before we went on here, and I was watching a clip there, and it was from that Jen Psaki talking about.
Your audio just went out on you, Dell. I don't know what happened there. I have no idea. I don't know if he lost. Oh, he's back. Good. He's back.
Sorry about that. There,
cut out.
My alarm for waking up for work went off there, so I forgot to
shut those off. I just kept talking while it did. I knew you'd be back, so.
But I'm saying that there's so many things that you can do there, period, that to better your health and stuff like that. But I was going into this whole part about this Jen Psaki there, talking about the variant D that is now out, and this is the one they're more concerned about than anything else. And this is just my opinion on this, and this is just a thought, and I'll just throw this out there. I think what's going to happen, I'm not saying COVID-19 is like the flu or the cold or anything. I'm saying that is like the situation where the cold changes every year, the flu variant changes every year. I think with this COVID, now SARS-2, COVID-2, whatever you want to call it, is going to be a variant changer that's going to change every time, about every 10 months. And there's going to be, oh, now we're up to variant D1, we're at variant X2, we're at variant Z, and it's going to be something that's there. So now the question comes into effect, okay? So people that got this originally at the beginning got their little jab at the beginning. That was for that virus with that variant. But now we have it's changed variants into this and changed variants into that. Now, are they still covered under the new variants? Because it wasn't designed for that, right? It's just like the flu vaccine. The flu every year, there's a different one. They create a new web vaccine, hoping that the flu's
there. Let's just back up a bit here, okay? There is explosive testimony that has come out from Dr. David Martin. Mm-hmm. He's still actually on Facebook. You can watch his lives. He just did one this week. And he was testifying with Dr. Rainer Fulmich, who is a U.S. citizen and a German citizen, and he's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I strongly welcome people to look that up. Use DuckDuckGo. Don't have to trust what I'm saying to you. If it gets quite technical, part of it is in German. But what I will welcome you to listen to is Stu Peters. He did an interview with it. He breaks down a lot of the technical jargon. But the reason why I mention this, he has brought the patents, the paperwork, or the receipts, as the kids are calling it these days, mm-hmm. showing that this was patented, including the jab and everything else, in the paperwork. in 2012 and beyond. Mm-hmm. So this existed long ago. This is not conspiracy theory. This gentleman has no agenda. I forget what his official title is. I should have looked it up before we came on here. But as I understand it, I think he's like an underwriter for the patent companies to be looking at the patents that come through and testify, you know, basically going through the paperwork to make sure everything is kosher, to mm-hmm. put it up very simplistically. But he has no agenda for coming forth other than he's saying, hey, you guys, this is what I found. This is what exists. And these two things that we're seeing and hearing don't match up.
Right. And that comes into this whole part there that if you were watching or people listening to or watching the Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci part there. And it's very, very, it sounded so much that everything that was coming out of Fauci's mouth was lawyer speak, right? It's like the word, it's all depends on wording. Well, I didn't like, it wasn't exactly that. Like, there's a way that you talk.
David Martin proves that Fauci is very much involved in all of this, right? Right. Back before this all came forward. Yep, with the receipts. He's very much involved.
Well, that was the whole thing, is that the Rampart to prove is that gain of function research was being done. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that he said that it was nothing to do with what might be out here, but did the NIH fund gain of function research? And Fauci was Bombards even did a whole thing on this there. And
it reminded me of Bill Clinton. I did not sleep with that woman when it comes to Monica Lewinsky. It was all semantics in the way he worded it, right?
Yeah. But Bombards there's a channel that's on mm-hmm. YouTube. I think it's actually renamed there now. But she does a whole thing where she does body position and people that are lying. She doesn't reveal who she is, but I think she does work for something that's very high up there. And I think she teaches positioning and how people talk and to find out if they're lying and telling the truth and stuff like that. And it's a whole thing about if you're using your hands a certain way, if you're grabbing this or you're folding your arms or you're looking this way or that way. And when people talk, are they rubbing their this? There's a whole bunch of little things that are in there. And she does a very good analysis on it when she's in when during that whole back and forth between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. I don't even know what Dr. Fauci's first name is. They keep on calling him Dr. Fauci.
Anthony or Tony.
Oh, is it Anthony Fauci? Yeah. Oh, Tony Fauci. Okay, yeah. But they keep on wanting to push that doctor part. Just like Joe Biden's wife, they want to call her Dr. Biden, right? Jill Biden. Right. They want to kick that doctor part. OK, because doctors are the most important. They know everything. Doctors don't know everything. That's why they have doctors going to specialties and stuff like that, where a foot doctor doesn't know how to do brain surgery and a brain surgeon doesn't know how to look up your butt. But it's sort of interesting that these we've touted to now where we don't question things anymore. We don't question our medical professionals and we don't question our government. We just allow our government to steamroll over top of us and dictate what's going to go on. And this has been a thing that we've talked about there many times here before, is this programming about that's being done in the school. Trust your government, trust the people that are in charge. And like I said, little kid, when they're born, they ask questions about everything. You start going to school, your questions get answered. When you leave school, you have no more questions to be answered. You stop asking questions. And that's the way I think about a majority of society has come to be there. They believe what they watch on TV that's coming from their news stations that are being funded by government money or by big corporations in the U.S. I think there's five entities that own most of all the media in the States and mm-hmm. elsewhere in the world. And we just trust those actors on the stage that are giving talking points for CIA and other big companies. What do you think about that, dear Laura?
Well, I think it's true. Actually, I was listening to you. Well, like, we know our news is 100% funded by the government. But I won't bring it up specifically, but there's something I shared that was taken down very quickly tonight. And I'm getting from a bunch of administrators, be very careful what you share. There were eyes everywhere. Like, this is ridiculous. I feel like I am living in a spy movie or conspiracy. Like, this is crazy. Like, you can't, people are being warned, administrators of groups. This is what I'm hearing right now. It was taken down, this piece of, it was a recording, within about a half hour after it was posted on Before's News. And I'm getting message after message, because I've shared it, that be very careful what you share in groups. There are eyes everywhere. So people are being, administrators even on Facebook now, are being threatened if something is shared that they don't want shared. And it's not even about the jab. That's the scary part. It's about the narrative, some of the stuff we're talking about, that is absolutely just blowing my mind. So never mind about the news, what you're talking about. And the problem is, I think, is going back to the news, for example, people don't believe that the news would be lying to them. I don't know how else to convince people. Like I said, this whole narrative, when you step back and you look at it, something that is able to be treated 99.9% effectively without a jab, and then you hear people turning on other people, well, you need to think of others. You need to do this for others. But I got a meme actually from Australia, and it was Conversations in 2021, having this exact conversation. But when the person that was informed was discussing this with the person who kept insisting you need to get the jab, you're selfish, you're not thinking of others, was not able to refute that, no, it does not exempt you from getting CV-19. You still got to wear a mask. You still got a social distance. Never mind the side effects that are out there that are coming out. Like, all people have to do is take a little look. They don't even have to dig. I don't understand. Like I said, I'm going to go back to, I don't know if people are under a spell or if they're, I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is? Like, because people don't even believe that the news would lie to them. People believe the government is your friend. Like, yeah. I don't know. I just don't get it.
It's interesting, the part there that comes into this one, because I didn't want to do this whole show on the pandemic and the problems of the pandemic and all the stuff associated with it. But just before I woke up there, I was just checking out the Joe Rogan podcast, and he had Jimmy Dore on there. Mm-hmm. And I guess he was talking about side effects that of people that got the shot and stuff like that. And there is side effects, and they're all mentioned on there, but mm-hmm. also that this whole emergency use only medical instrument that hasn't been approved by the FDA, that still hasn't been approved. And even the president, Joe Biden, is saying that he's hoping that it will be approved, and it still hasn't and probably won't be. There'll probably be a lot more stuff, but there is side effects, and people are starting to come out. And I mentioned this back last year, and I mentioned it a couple of months ago, and I mentioned it, I think, about 2 weeks ago, and I think even when I was talking to my mom, I mentioned, mm-hmm. I said, you just wait till December time coming there, after it's been almost about a year since they started this campaign to vaccinate the whole entire country. And you're going to start seeing side effects show up, people having adverse reactions. It hasn't been tested. Something like this, you don't just pass through in 3 to 4 months. No. Now, they're talking about there too, is that this is another thing, and you can say whatever it is, conspiracy or not, but this is some of the stuff that I've been hearing there, is that there was already a vaccine that was built before the processing of the variant, the stuff that came out. And this is which is sort of interesting, is because the world is blaming that it came out of Wuhan, China, and stuff like that. But Wuhan, China, yes, they had some stuff and probably are covering up a lot of deaths, but they are nowhere in the situation that Canada and the US are in.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or the UK or Australia. It's like nowhere in the same boat, right? And mm-hmm. unless it's all been a smoke and mirror show, and they're population has been decimated and wiped off the planet. They're more worried about taking over Taiwan again there right now. They don't care about what's going on in the rest of the world with this.
Their job's been done. They know that the foolishness of people will take care of what needs to be taken care of. I'm sorry,
but also China had a vaccine that is not part of Pfizer or Moderna, AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson that was rolled out day one when they started getting sick. And they gave it out to about 17 different countries. And I can't find my book because I had it all written down here of the 17 countries that received the Chinese vaccine or protective. It was actually even a shot to get before you get like a booster shot before you even got sick. Like, this is the whole thing. There's prophylactics and there's therapeutics, right, when it comes to vaccines. And then you have medical instruments that put nanobots in your body. So that's a totally different thing that go and change cell structure and snip out DNA and change how cells work that can never be repaired and brought back to how they originally were. Listen to that there, people. Figure it out. I've talked about this many times and you have too there. So you have to wonder what you're doing with your body. You should be well informed. You should do your research. And you know what? And it's sad to say, and people aren't going to like this. So if you blindly went and took something, you ate the brown acid and you got sick afterwards, then possibly it could be your fault if you got sick afterwards.
Well, too. Let's even back up for a second. And there's video out there and I've seen the insert. Okay. As a nurse, when you are administering something, now I can't speak for a doctor, but I can speak as a nurse. You should know what you are giving somebody. You should know all how it works, what you're giving it for, make sure it's the right dose, right person, right name, right date of birth. You should know the side effects, okay? You should know all of this. This is part of why we are licensed to give injections. When you pull the insert out of the jab and you open it up, it's completely blank. I'm telling you right now, thank God I am not working, that I have a back injury, because I, in good conscience, could not be doing that. So I am blindly, as a nurse, injecting something into people, telling them it's safe, telling them it's effective. I don't know what I'm injecting into people. All I know is what the jab company has told me may be in there. There is a scientific group by the name of La Columna Quinta, or the fifth column, that have followed rigorous research protocols and have taken a vial from the jab and taken it apart to look what's in there. There is something, it's 99.6% full of graphene oxide. Wow. Look that up, folks. It's not conspiracy. You can find this. They've gone through the whole thing. They have pictures under a microscope. You can find what graphene oxide is for, and believe me, it does not belong in an injection. And did they tell us it was in there? No. But that's why we're seeing with certain parts of these, depending on what brand, people are sticking forks to their bodies. They're lighting up light bulbs with their bodies. How's that happening, right? So that's why these scientists were looking at these things.
Right.
It's not conspiracy. You can see it. Like, there's people that have filmed their relatives this happening. So, and it doesn't happen with everybody. I believe it's certain brands. So yeah. I think that we have, as healthcare providers, and we know this, all of it's not because I got special teaching. As a nurse, you were taught these type of things to be responsible, to be able to give medication or injections or IV medications to a person. You have to know what you're giving somebody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that comes into the responsibility of what's being done. And I've seen some stuff that's been talked about on some independent shows and that about some of the nurses that have come out, and they said they've said exactly what you've said there, is that this is not something that we should be doing. And blindly being told, here, just start injecting people. This is what has to be done. And that's what it's almost like. You have to wonder about why people go through there, because it was because of the fear that was being propagated by the media and the government saying that this is the worst thing. And it still hasn't been found out. There still hasn't been any fingers pointed. And that's why I sort of put into this show there. And the I Am John Cullen that goes on there, and he's gone through this whole part with the influenza and pneumonia numbers, and with when the pandemic started and stuff like that. is that there could have been a couple things that were sort of released at the same time. See if I can find it on here. I'll show you guys. He's had actually a couple of really, really interesting things, and he asks a lot of questions. He's not saying this is what it is. He's just saying, look, it, this is the area that people should be asking questions about. And it's true. He said he says not giving you medical advice, not giving you anything, just saying ask questions. And who are this? And he goes into whole parts of looking at who people's backgrounds are and what they've done. Like Dr. Fauci there, we already know there, he was experimenting with the HIV on orphan kids. That's that was already brought out there. That's not even being brought up again.
It's very simplistic. What I've been saying is, if you can't answer the question, why? Because that's pretty well what it is. Why? Why am I doing this? Why is this happening? Why am I seeing this? And again, that's not a catch-all for everything, but that's a good place to start, I think.
Okay. That's okay. Sorry there, folks. This is it's the John E. Hoover.
He's got a good podcast.
Yeah. And he goes through there, was Dr. Fauci in contempt of Congress confronting the health misinformation? He goes through, he gives you all the data, everything, right from the CDC, right from the WHO, right from John Hopkins, right from the papers. He does, it's quite extensive that he does all this stuff there. And it's amazing. And I think if people spend the time and want to go and check out and watch some of these things, like I'm not saying that he's totally 100% correct. You have your opinion to go and say that and research yourself and find out stuff, but he gives you all the stuff that he's found, and he gives you the synopsis of this,
and he doesn't tell you what to think. I have a lot of respect for people that don't tell you what to think. They just present it and they welcome you. They say, don't trust me, please do your own research.
Yeah, and that's, I say that here on my show all the time, and you too as well, is that I give you opinion, I give you a whole bunch of stuff. I throw a lot of things in the pot, and you see how it tastes at the end. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but you know what? You can go and tweak it however you want and make your own recipe out of it. But you have a starting point to go off with, and maybe give you a place to think to go and do that. A lot of people, I'm not saying a lot of people, maybe I am saying a lot of people, I've noticed that a lot of people I've encountered are very undetermined or lazy to do any research.
Yeah, I can't believe the amount of people that admit this. Well, I never look that kind of stuff up. I don't need to.
We've talked about people living in their bubble. They don't care until it affects them. And that's the way a lot of people I've encountered, is that they don't care about anything. Oh, no. And they don't care about it. They do not care because it doesn't affect them right now. But until it does affect them, then they're going, well, why wasn't I told about this? Well, we've been telling you about this for years.
That's what's eventually going to happen, I think, in the end. I think everybody will wake up whether they want to or not. And this is exactly what we're going to hear. Outrage, anger. Why wasn't I told about this? Why didn't I know about this? And it's always been there. We can even back up very quickly to the U.S. election. Same thing. It was out there about Hunter Biden's laptop. It was out there about all this stuff. It's that people didn't look beyond the mainstream media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just checked over onto our other channel. Yep. We are on UFO Paranormal Radio, UFO Paranormal Radio. I was over on the other one, the UFO God, or the ET gods and extraterrestrials or whatever. So I was just checking out because I was looking in the chat room there. I didn't see you, but then I see you here. So I'm back. I was bumping around to both places. I was doing lots of things.
So well, we can see
back online here.
Lord, anyways, I've been keeping an eye on it. So
yeah. But we got something. Oh, that's probably, hey, and look at that. I was both in both chats. I'm the both two comments with along with yours. Awesome. So nobody had any questions there. Probably hear about some stuff about this, but this is the thing there. And this is coming out of this. Now we're at almost coming up to about a year and three quarters where you had these promises of everything would be back to normal in 2 weeks to 2 months to 3 months to 100 days and then 100 days and then now we have new variants and new strains and everything like that. This is what I think this whole yo-yo thing is going to be there. It's going to be this whole talking point with the different elections that are happening here in Canada. I think there's a, I'm not sure, what is it? Buy something or whatever in the States. They're coming up there. I think that's for the senators or governors or something like that. So they're going to ride this out politically. And this, like, and it's been talked about this many times. I think even John Stewart even mentioned this, that this is actually a political virus. It's not a,
yes, I agree.
It's not a personal virus. This is a political virus. And it's amazing how I said that the government has taken the position that they are the supreme warden of your health care, that they get to do whatever they want to do and force you, and then we're going to take away your rights to do stuff. Because I'm hearing this more and more on our scripted Canadian news channel there about, yep, this is the way it's going to be forced, and they're saying that cases are rising and people are dying and stuff like that. But if anybody ever went and ventured to look about what people die of per year, anybody?
Somebody did that in Ontario. I seen the video today. He was the one that released the news that Ontario has had the emergency order canceled since June the 9th. It's on Facebook. I forget his name. It's David something. He went through exactly what you're talking through, all the breakdown of the numbers of deaths over the last 20 years and where the deaths occurred and stuff. And he did exactly what you said, Doug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. But see, people are so inundated with what they're hearing from their news media stuff and that, that all these deaths that are happening is all because of contracting this variant or the virus. And you need to have the shot to be safe. Mm-hmm. And you put this good point there, is that it comes to this whole thing there, is that if you've already been vaccinated and stuff like that, you should be safe from people that are unvaccinated. Mm-hmm. There should be no concern of yours, period. Nothing. And for people to go and separate and do stuff like that and say, hey, well, you know what? You're going to make me sick because you're unvaccinated. That's a total lie. That's a part of propaganda. If you're vaccinated,
or do it to think of others, but you still got to wear a mask and you still got a social distance.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what the others that are unvaccinated and the others that are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. There is no difference. That's the lie. That's the propaganda. Edward Bernays said it the best. It says, you tell a lie long enough, or no, it's Joseph Goebbels. Tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. And that's what I'm seeing so many people believe in. Okay, we're coming up close to our time there. It's almost 5:02. Okay, there, Laura, want to tell people where they can find you?
Yes, I'm live on Monday nights here on United Public Radio Network at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Angel Rock. I don't have a guest book for next week, so we may just have a live chat. Who knows? Maybe Deli will join us. We do have a long weekend in Canada that weekend. We're going to have one. Summers are short, so we got one every month from July straight through to September. But you can reach out to me if you want to get a hold of me on facebook.com/theangelrock. If you ever want to book a healing session, mentoring, or even readings with spirit, I do that. I'm a psychic medium and an energy healer. Also have two groups on Facebook, Paranormal University for all things paranormal, Angel Rocker Tribe for all things esoteric, spiritual, things like that. Thanks for having me, Del.
I was just noticed I was playing with my pen underneath the lights right there. It was looking like I was bumping my hand, or the shadow was going across on my chest. I was like, oh, that's just because the TV is about 10 seconds behind. Yeah. I was like, oh, does that ever look weird? I wonder what these people are thinking that I'm doing underneath the camera.
I don't know.
It's just my pen.
Good thing you caught that.
But this is a delicious recipe on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. And as far as the little birdie has told me there, I might be moving to a different night at an earlier time.
Thursday.
Yeah, could be Thursday. Could be, I don't know. We'll see about what happens with that. But as of what it is right now, I'm at 9 p.m. And you're on Tuesday until further things change. But I'm not being just be moved to a different day or something like that. So I want to thank everybody that tuned in and listened along here. And I know it ends up being such a sad show, but I hope the guys liked my garden and my flowers and the stuff was in front. And like I said, if you have any suggestions on making watermelons grow, I think we only got about another two or three more months before we start getting something, the weather starts to change to drastically worse than what it is right now. So thank you very much, Laura, for showing up here. And thank you all for listening. And we'll all check you all next week. Enjoy the sun. Get lots of it.
Have a great morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are.
3, 2, 1.
All right, everybody, it's time to vote, vote, vote. Get out there and nominate your favorite podcasts. The People's Choice Podcast Awards voting is up on the 31st of July, so go to podcastawards.com to nominate the following shows. Writers and Illustrators of the Future podcast in the categories of education and also storyteller drama. The Centralist in the category of politics and news, that's with show host Joe Montaldo. Science and Beyond in the category of science and medicine, also with show host Joe Montaldo. The Outer Realm in the category of society culture, with show hosts Michelle DeRoche and Amelia Pisano. And the Pittsburgh Paranormal Chasing Prophecy in the category of religion and spirituality. There's another category that opened up for us recently, the People's Choice, so please select for this category as well. Go to podcastawards.com to vote for these five shows and any others you enjoy listening to. That's podcastawards.com. Remember, voting ends July 31st, so go ahead and get your votes in.
Hello.
Is everybody, oh, are we back to live again?